Good morning and welcome to Commencement 2008. The colors today are presented by members of the UNC Chapel Hill Air Force ROTC.
Do we have the singer of the national anthem? Are we going to sing it?
To lead us in the singing of our national anthem, may I introduce Nicholas G. Wynn, candidate for the Bachelor of Music degree. Please rise and join in the singing of our national anthem.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rugged regular, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
Thank you. Excellent job. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we are going to move immediately to the conferral of degrees. This may be the shortest commencement exercise in the history of the university. As an organist, I specialized in improvisation. And we're improvising today. Just a few moments ago, we conferred honorary degrees on several distinguished individuals. You can read their vitas in the program. Please join me in congratulating the recipients of the honorary degrees. Will all candidates for degrees please rise if you're not already standing? By virtue, you got to listen to this. By virtue of the authority vested in the University of North Carolina by the State of North Carolina and the university entrusted to me, I hereby confer upon you the degree which the faculty has certified you, together with all of the rights and privileges thereunto appertaining, and I offer you my warmest and heartiest congratulations. Graduates, there's one more formal act. I now call upon Ashley Shores and Veronica Moore to lead the undergraduates in the switching of your tassels, signifying that you are graduates of the university. And then I'm going to ask Ashley to say a few words on behalf of the senior class about a very pointed issue that I know affects us all. Ashley.
Thank you. Okay. As the president of the class of 2008, I am privileged to lead you in moving your tassels from right to left, signifying your new status. Congratulations. What an exciting day. What a pivotal moment in our lives. You are getting a degree from a prestigious institution and should be proud. But now what? Now where do you go? After 4 years of soaking up the magic of this place at an institution of learning full of passionate and driven people, where do you go outside of this bubble and who will you become? I encourage you to keep in mind one very influential member of our class while you make these transitions. I consider myself enormously privileged to have known and worked with Eve Carson, our beloved class member, student body president, and friend. I like to imagine her quirky little movements as she would so incredibly and excitedly describe why she was so honored to represent UNC students and why we were and why we are a generation of change agents. Eve's drive to include people and to love people well astounded me. Eve's passion for this place, for the color Carolina blue, for the basketball team, for the students, for learning, for the quad, for all things Carolina, was overpowering and so infectious that you could not help but be more excited about life's possibilities in her presence. In the brave words of Mr. Bob Carson, I see a stunningly beautiful convergence of talent and caring in this, our children's generation. It is the most fantastic realization, but I must tell you, even with an aching heart and yet with such hope and love, that the friends of Eve and their generation will not be denied. They've got miles to go and missions to keep, and we will be so much better for their undaunted perseverance. I encourage you to remember these words. Remember Eve. Remember the Carolina way and go. Go, be the generation of change agents that Eve saw. That generation that Eve got giddily flustered over when trying to explain her passion for UNC students. Go, be excited about the endless possibilities that your diploma grants you. Go, use that power for good, for hope, for change. Your journey has not ended, it has only just begun. Set forth today. And go. Congratulations.
Graduates, welcome all of you to the ranks of alumni of the University of North Carolina, the finest university on the planet. As we come to the end of this ceremony, we will soon all go our separate ways. I share your sense of nostalgia and your reluctance to let go of this place that we love so much. I will always identify with the class of 2008, for I am graduating with you. Let me leave you with some words of Thomas Wolfe, class of 1920. Wolfe enjoyed enormous celebrity before his death in 1938. 2 years later, his great novel appeared posthumously, bearing that memorable title, You Can't Go Home Again. Thomas Wolfe was right about many things, but he was wrong about that. Just before his own graduation from Carolina, Wolfe wrote the following lines for the 1920 Yakety Yak, thinking about himself and his classmates, but I think he was also thinking about us. And these are his words. But sometimes when the springtime comes and the sifting moonlight falls, they'll think again of this night here and these old brown walls, of white old well and of old south with bells' deep booming tone. They'll think again of Chapel Hill and thinking, come back home. Graduates, this is my charge to you and to myself as well. Let us heed the magic. Let us take one more deep drink from the old well. Listen to the call, answer the bell, and as often as we can, let us come home again. God bless you all, Tar Heel graduates. I leave you with, before we leave the stage, we have one gift to give you from the UNC Clef Hangers.
Sunshine, can't you just feel the moonshine? Ain't it just like a friend of mine to hit me from behind when I'm gone to Carolina in my mind? Kevin, she's a silver sun. You best walk away and watch her shining. Watch her, watch the morning come. A silver tear appearing now, and I'm crying, ain't I? I'm gone to Carolina in my mind. There ain't no doubt in no one's mind that love's the finest thing around. She whispers something soft and kind. And hey, babe, the sky's on fire. I'm dying, and I'm gone to Carolina in my mind. In my mind, I'm gone to Carolina. Can't you see the sunshine? And can't you just feel the moonshine? And ain't it just like a friend of mine? Hit me from behind. Yes, I'm gone to Carolina in my mind. Dark and silent late last night, I think I might have heard the highway calling. The geese in flight and dogs a bite. There were signs that might be omens. Said I'm going gone to Carolina in my mind. With all the host of others standing around me, still I'm on the dark side of the moon. And it seems like it goes on like this forever. You must forgive me if I'm up and gone to Carolina in my mind. In my mind, I'm gone to Carolina. Can't you see the sunshine? Can't you just feel the moonshine? Ain't it just like a friend of mine? They hit me from behind. Yes, I'm gone to Carolina in my mind. Yes, I'm gone to Carolina in my mind. Yes, I'm gone to Carolina in my mind. I'm gone, yes, I'm gone. Won't you say nice things about me when I'm gone? Won't you carry on without me? Yes, I'm gone. Please
all rise for the singing of Hark the Sound, following which We ask you to remain in your places for just a moment while the platform party exits the field. But let me say once again, graduates, congratulations. Thank you for being the great class that you are, for this wonderful gift to Carolina for Kibera. You are the best in the world. Go Heels!
Hark the sound of Tar Heel voices ringing clear and true, singing Carolina's praises, shouting in CU. Hail to the brightest star of all, in the shine. Carolina, priceless gem, receive all praises thine. Born, I'm a Tar Heel bred, and when I die, I'm a Tar Heel dead. So it's rah-rah, Carolina line, rah-rah, Carolina line, rah-rah, Carolina line.
This way.